Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, I have the honor to convey to you the greetings and blessing of the Holy Father Pope Francis, who since the beginning of his pontificate has shown great concern for the sick and suffering, and wishes this important assembly fruitful deliberation. It has been duly emphasized that health contributes to the achievement of the development and benefits from it. My delegation welcomes to resolve to prioritize health to the next generation of global development goals. The task before us is that of describing health objectives in an appropriate and convincing way. In this regard, the Holy See strongly believes that setting universal coverage as an objective of health and development policy would be a more sure way of accommodating the wide range of health concerns, which includes sustaining the gains made so far, as well as attending to the broadened health agenda. Moreover, while acknowledging the close links between health and development, my delegation wishes to underscore the need of integral development and not mere economic growth. Health and development ought to be integral if they are to respond fully to the needs of every human person. What we hold important is the human person, each group of people, and humanity as a whole. The essential quality of the authentic development is that it must be integral in that it has to promote the good of every person and of the whole person, that is, in every single dimension. Therefore, both healthcare and development must attend to the spiritual state of the person as well as to the physical, emotional, economic, and social factors that influence one's well-being. Secondly, Mr. President, within the framework of strengthening health through the life course, efforts are being made to save the lives of millions of women and children who continue to die every year from conditions that can easily be prevented with existing medical commodities. The resolution, among other, urges member states to improve the quality, supply, and use of 13 life-saving commodities. The Holy See strongly agree with the need of achieve further reductions in the loss of life and prevention of illness through increased access to inexpensive interventions that are respectful of the life and dignity of all mother and children at all stages of life, from conception to natural death. In relation to this, the Holy See delegation wishes to raise serious concerns about the report of the Secretariat and the resolution recommended by the Executive Board to promote the implementation of the recommendations of the Commission of Life-Saving Commodities for Women and Children. While indeed some of the recommendations are truly life-saving, of the that of emergency contraception can hardly to be labeled as such, since it is well known that when conception already has occurred, certain substances used in emergency contraception produce an abortifacient effect. For my delegation, it is totally unacceptable to refer to a medical product that constitutes a direct attack of the life of the child in utero as a life-saving commodity, and much worse, to encourage increasing use of such substances in all parts of the world. Thirdly, Mr. President, given the significant impact of non-communicable disease on both morbidity and mortality in all parts of the world, the Holy See delegation welcomes the proposed Global Action Plan for the Control of Non-Communicable Disease 2013-2020. Moreover, we are especially pleased that the plan acknowledges the key role of civil society, including faith-based organizations, in mobilizing and engaging families and communities to prevent and treat such illnesses before they cause debilitating conditions on premature death. Our delegation is aware that Catholic Church inspired organizations and institutions throughout the world already have committed themselves to pursue such action at global, regional, and local community levels. In connection with the resolution on strengthening non-communicable disease policies to promote active aging, the Holy See wishes to participate, exploring the various aspects of prevention and control of non-communicable diseases in older age. Already thousands of faith-based institutions offer HK service around the world, and they are growing rapidly as population age. Our humble contribution to this venture will be an international conference to be held in the Vatican this coming November 21-23 on the topic, the Church at the service of sick elderly people, taking care of people suffering from neurodegenerative diseases. Finally, Mr. President, our delegation wishes to register its support for the draft action plan for the prevention of visual impairment 2014-2019. And the related resolution calling for the endorsement of the Universal Eye Health Plan of Action. Thank you, Mr. President. God bless you all. Thank you very much.